This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There's healthcare news from an unlikely source today. UPS is going to eliminate health benefits for spouses of their employees, spouses who can get health insurance through their own jobs, it should be said. The decision does affect only a fraction of the UPS workforce, but it might be a sneak peek at the way healthcare is going to work from now on. Anne Hepperman has that story.
Melissa Thomason sort of knows what it means for your company to eliminate spousal health benefits. Her employer, Miami University, cut spouses off a few years ago.
Luckily, I'm not married.
Thomason is a health economist. She says UPS's decision is part of the new healthcare reality. As the Affordable Care Act takes shape, she says, employers are rethinking their health insurance policies.
This will force some high-cost members off of health insurance plans and help companies rein in costs.
And Thomason says some employers may use those savings to eventually give back to their workers.
Hopefully, down the line, we would see that in an improved ability of employers to offer more generous wage increases.
But some health experts say that UPS's decision shows how companies may use Obamacare as a punching bag. At the American Institutes for Research, Marilyn Moon says companies who decided to put health benefits on the chopping block can now say,
wow, here's a great way to do it and blame it on the Affordable Care Act.
Some employers are also trying a carrot and stick approach, like making smokers pay higher premiums or rewarding them if they kick the habit. Deborah Cholet is a health economist at Mathematica Policy Research. She says companies have been tinkering with health benefits for years, and people shouldn't be reading too much into UPS's decision.
We may see other, like-minded employers doing the same kind of thing. But with respect to the impacts on employees, it's minimal.
Because, says Cholet, Obamacare will offer workers or their spouses other health care options. In New York, I'm Ann Hepperman for Marketplace.